Today's daf is daf Ayin Vav. We're holding, he's still in the middle of the sugya. Remember that when Amachlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim about whether it's possible to be Mefer Nedarim in advance. So Rabbi Eliezer said, look, it seems to be a Kal Vachomer. If you can be Mefer Neder after it's already been Kal, why should you not be able to be Mefer Neder in advance? So we had two possible ways of understanding that. The Gemara was trying to figure out what Rabbi Eliezer meant. The simple way of understanding it is that if you can undo something that has already happened, you can prevent it from happening in the first place. It's a simple explanation. However, there's also another way to understand it, and we saw there was definitely grounds for that because it was discussion, the way that Chachamim had answered him, to take into consideration that may be what he's saying, which is that a neder, actually he agrees, it makes no sense to say I'll be made for the neder until the neder exists. But a neder that comes into being when there is an extant hafara is certainly more wounded and more likely to be mufar than a neder that came into existence without any problem of hafara and only then was addressed to the hafara. The way the Ron puts it, it's a congenitally defective neder. So we didn't have a raya yesterday as to what he meant because we found that actually the Rabbonim didn't know what he meant and they used a broad spectrum attack. And they took both approaches. If you're trying to tell us that the issue is it shouldn't be chal at all, then look at a mikveh. Mikveh can't prevent the person from being tameh, or the more complex version that we had. If you're talking about it would be immediately mufar the moment it's chal, that would be like saying you could be tevel kalim that when they become tameh, they should not become now become untameh. There's no such thing as that either. So because of that, we had no raya. So today, we want to attempt to bring a raya. We're one line down from the middle here. Tashma, Amar lehem Rabbi Eliezer. From the way Rabbi Eliezer brings a raya himself to his sheet against the Chachamim, we can see what it is that Rabbi Eliezer is thinking. And this is what he says. Mazraim, just if you have seeds that are tmeim, kivan shezar'an bekarkata horim, the moment that you plant them, they are tohor. This is a pasuk that's called Zera Zerua Tohor. So the meaning, therefore, would be that what? That if it was planted, it would be able to be makabel to him. If it had been planted before it became tamei, of course not. We're all agreed that a Zera that is Zerua is certainly not makabel to him in the first place. So even though it doesn't say that anywhere beferish, so nonetheless we're all agreed that Zruim Vomdim, where do you know it from? Obviously the same way I know it. Zruim Vomdim lo kol sheken. Now over there clearly it means it's prevented from becoming tummy. It doesn't mean it becomes tummy, it becomes tar immediately because it's planted. So if that's the case, Shemamino, we could see from Eliezer's own logic that his main point is I'm bringing a raya that if I can undo something that exists, I can prevent it from coming into existence in the first place. Says the Gemara, okay. But, I mean, the truth is, one could say that a Kal Vachomer needs to be brought only from outside data. You can't, but the fact is that the Chachamim do not believe that. The Chachamim actually do use situational Kal Vachomers. Exactly like this. You're trying to tell me the Rabbanan lo darshi Kal Vachomer. They really we had a whole discussion. Can't make that kind of Kal Vachomer. The mikveh, what are you going to do about Kalim? The Rabbanan themselves are certainly able to say that kind of Kal Vachomer, and they do. There's the famous Kal Vachomer about whether a person can sell his daughter as a Nara. Everybody agrees. The Kal Vachomer is Mechurak Var Yotzah. If the Torah says that simanim are a way in which a woman goes free, so after she presents signs of puberty, she becomes a nara, she goes out from any sale to the father that sold her. So, of course he can't sell her now. What's the difference between that and this? The same type of self-contained Kal Vachomer, given the situation would be that, in a different situation, would clearly be sufficient to prevent it from happening in the first place. We don't say about such a Kal Vachomer, well, I mean, to make it not Kal in the first place, I mean, Dayo Lobo Min Adin, maybe, there's no such thing. It's clear that what you have over here is an antithesis to self. That's the point. So I mean, here too, you have an antithesis to Neder. So why can't Rabbi Eliezer's logic be applicable even according to the Chachamim? Says the Gemara, it isn't that the Chachamim argue about the viability of such a Kal Vachomer. In Biyama Darshi Kal Vachomer, the truth is, they have no objection to the type of Kal Vachomer that would imply non-existence from a bittel of something that is. And they themselves, as we just saw, use it. The only reason, really, that they argue with Rabbi Eliezer is Shani Hachet, the Omar Kra, Isha Yikemenu, Isha Yiferena. It's as we said in the Mishnah. The ultimate response of the Rabbanan is just that the Torah canceled this Kal Vachomer by telling us that et shebalach lalakem balach lalafer, et shelo balach lalakem lo balach lalafer. And therefore, since we're all agreed you can't be Mekayim, a non-existent neder, then may it also be so proven that you can't be Mefer, a non-existent neder. Of course, the problem is the Ron points out, so what the heck was the whole page of discussions that we had about Kal Vachomers from mikvahs and kalims and swallowing golden rings and the whole business. I mean, why are we discussing it? We'll have to say at this point, says the Ron, even though initially we understood that the question was whether or not the Kal Vachomer is valid, it's now clear that what we were really looking at was an argument that the Chachamim were having about whether a Kal Vachomer would be canceled because of an implication in the Pasuk that it isn't meant to be implied. That's the point. So in other words, they felt that Rebbe, their diak was a great diak, Yishai Kemen, Yishai Feren. Why was Rebbe Eliezer arguing? Because he held that the Pasuk is not directly addressing this issue, and therefore if you have a Kal Vachomer, Kal Vachomer is also Dioraita, and you stand there. It's one of the Midot Shatorah Nidreshipen, and so you say that's not what was being referred to when it was comparing Hakamat HaAfara. Therefore, the Chachamim brought a number of examples in which there were psukim that told us the opposite of a Kal Vachomer. And in fact, the din that a mikveh cannot prevent you from becoming tamei while you're in the mikveh is a diuk in the pasuk. The din of tu bluma, so these are diukim in psukim that bluya isn't metayer. And all they were trying to show was it's true this is a Kal Vachomer, but we use the mashmaot to the pasuk to ignore the Kal Vachomer. And if that's the case, the same thing should be true here. Ay, no president. No Sabadrash, despite the fact that there was a very clear Sabadrash sighting yesterday. I don't know. I guess all those sightings and Elvis don't get them to the nightclub either. Yeah. Zok the Eile Commissioner. Hafarat Nidarim Kol Hayom. You can do Hafarat Nidarim for whatever is left of the day. I will see, actually, this is Machlokes Tanoim. There's also a Shita that holds it for 24 hours. But here, this is the sheet of the Chachamim, who argue on Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Elazar, which we'll see later. And they hold, you only have the rest of the day to be mafir, mefir, and yesh b'davar la'kel v'lachmir. Now, la'kel v'lachmir is a strange lashon, but la'kel v'lachmir usually means in comparison to something else. Here, it says the Ran, it doesn't mean in comparison to something else, it means there are times in which this is a broader times, and there's times in which it's shorter times. A little bit of a strange language, and we'll talk in a moment about an alternative, maybe, explanation. But in any event, what would be Ketzat? What do we mean that the time period varies? Well, I mean, let's say Nader B'Leil Shabbat. Let's say it's right at the beginning of Shabbat. She makes a Neder. So then you can say the Hafara, you could say to her, all of Friday night and all of Shabbos. So you've got all of Leile Shabbat and Yom HaShabbat until the evening. On the other hand, Nadra Im Chashecha. If, however, the Neder is immediately before dark, then all you've got is the few minutes until dark. So, because Mefer Atchelot Techashech, Im Chashecha, once it becomes dark, V'lo Efer, Eino Yachol Afer, he cannot be Mefer. Once it would become dark, and we'll see later on that extra lashon of im, that he has to be mefer, is actually used later on by the Gemara to tell us that you'll always be able to mefer the neder even though it's Shabbos, and even though it's not nogeya Shabbos, because you won't have any other opportunity. When it comes to She'elah, you don't do it on Shabbos unless it's no day of Shabbos. So a netter that was made right before the end of Shabbos, it's really irrelevant. In Shabbos, what did you say? I won't eat today. You got 10 seconds left. I mean, who cares whether you eat? It's not really going to be Litzarah Shabbos. So for She'elah, there would never be a She'elah in such a case. Therefore, the Mishnah's bringing out, and we'll be Medayikas later, the Mishnah's bringing out, in fact, that you can be made for, even though it's Shalom Litzarah Shabbos, because there's language. Imlo, im chashkav, lo efer. So then, Yishuv eni ochel ha'afer. Therefore, you better do it now, and it's your only opportunity. Okay. Now, the Braita makes it clear that what we said in the Mishnah as a Davar Pashut is actually a machloket tanoi, Tanya. Hafarat nedarim kol hayom. Okay, that's the sheet of the Tanakama here. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amru, actually you have 24 hours. My time in the Tanakama, what's the logic of our Tana here, who is the Tanakama of the Braita? Omar Kra, it says, Biyom Shamo, that's the day that you heard. The day that you heard is completed at the end of the day, whenever that is. And what is the logic of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabban and Mai Tamayu? They say, well, in the same pasuk that it says Biyom Shamo, it also says Im Acharish Yacharish Laisha Miyom El Yom. What is it, Miyom El Yom? Miyom El Yom has got to mean 24 hours from this time today until the equivalent time tomorrow. Well, that's saying it pretty clearly, isn't it? Says the Gemara, yes, it is actually the Tanakama. What indeed would be the meaning of Miyom El Yom? Haktiv Miyom El Yom. Ah, says the Tanakama, that's true. But that's coming to tell us a very simple halacha, because it's the Yom Shamo. Let's say it would have said only on the day that you hear. Would you not have thought that that meant on the day, meaning in the daytime, as we usually refer to day, and not including the night? Therefore, it's Yom El Yom, meaning from the beginning of the day till the end of the day. So if you started at the beginning of the night, like the case in the Mishnah, you will have a full 24 hours to be made for. But it's only in that case where you started at the very beginning of the day, but sometimes you only have 2 seconds. So whatever the case may be, but it even includes the night of the day. That's the Biyom HaYom. And now, so therefore, Ha'avam Yazmin inside, Ha'avam Yini Biyom HaYom B'Layla Yalo, Ketim Biyom HaYom. And how about, according to the Rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Elazar, how about according to them, they say Biyom HaYom, how do they explain the fact that it says Biyom Shamo? Why Biyom Shamo? Because they say, I need that too. If it would say from the day to the equivalent, what would you think that meant? If today is Sunday, it's till next Sunday. Today is Sunday, it's 3 p.m. till next Sunday at 3 p.m. Miyom El Yom, from this day to the equivalent of next week. Therefore, I need to wait. We're talking about Biyom Shamo. How do we define Biyom Shamo? 24 hours, Miyom El Yom. So that makes it very clear. So, therefore, the Pasuk makes it very clear, Ktiv, Biyom Shamo, to make it obvious that Biyom HaYom is a reference to 24 hours. Omer Rabbi, now by the way, there's a very, very cute Ragachar that explains on the basis of this Machloket. Of course, you need a little Yerushalmi on the side and so on. Yeah. He explains the lashon of the Mishnah, Yesh B'davar La'akel V'Lachmir. Because usually, La'akel V'Lachmir is a reference to another Shita. There's something that's more makel about the Shita, something more machmir about the Shita. The only other Shita that there is that it's 24 hours. But Be'pashtut, how could you possibly be more makel if your maximum is 24 hours? This Shita is always, at the best, machmer over the Shita of the Rabban and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Elazar, right? You'll like this. It's always going to be machmer. It's never going to be megal. At the best, it could come out to be almost the same. Because if I did it a minute before, so I'll have 10 seconds short of 24 hours. Whereas, but according to you, it's 24 hours, no matter what. So how can you say I have a kula? In what sense is it a kula? Says the Ragachar, this is an interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, what would be the halacha if a husband hears and he suddenly gets a stroke and he can't speak, right? And then he recovers his ability to speak. So there's a question, there's a number of questions, there's a dechia, but one of the questions is, does he get his time back? This is about I couldn't say anything for the past 24 hours. Now I've only got 10 seconds left. It's not fair. Right? So the Gemara says there that it's actually dependent on the machloket. So if you hold that the meaning is miyom el yom, that's the main point of the diyuk, it's a given. Miyom el yom, 24 hours, that's it. But if you say the diyuk is biyom shamo, you're making it dependent on the status of the person who's hearing. Since biyom shamo, I wasn't able. So let's say the case of the Mishnah. The guy hears about it right at the beginning of Shabbos, gets a mini stroke, can't speak until the last minute of Shabbos. Now all of a sudden he's able to say something, now he gets the Yom Shamo. So now we start his 24 hours. So he'll have 48 hours to be, so there's l'hakev l'achmer according to this approach. Since it's dependent on Yom Shamo, so there's also a kula. You don't believe it, huh? But okay, but it's a nice approach by the Ragacher. So that way it becomes literally l'hakev l'achmer. There's another question over here that's Kedai speaking about, which is why do we take an example of Shabbos? So the Ran says we take the example of Shabbos specifically to address the issue of whether you can be made for on Shabbos. This way, meanwhile, we're teaching you something else. The Rush says a very practical reason. The Rush says, because we always refer to Shabbos as Shabbos, so we know we're talking about from Friday night till the end of Shabbos is the day. You talk about Sunday, you're going to have to clarify, do we mean the night between Sunday and Monday? So therefore we use Shabbos as a day that's referred to always be Erev Ad Erev. Okay. So it continues the Gemara. Even though we have a machlokas here, Om Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Om Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Ein Halacha Koto Azuk. Look, we don't paskin that we have 24 hours, we paskin that we have only until the end of the day. And in fact, once Levi, Sovar Lemevar Kahani Tanoi, Levi wanted to rely on the Shita of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that you have indeed 24 hours, and he was going to be Matur Neder, a bay for his Neder, for his daughter, and so on. And Rav told him, no. Ochi Omer Chavivi, I'm telling you that I was told by Rabbi Chiya, my uncle, that Ein Halachako Tozo, that's not how we paskin. Now, Chiya Barav used to like to practice archery all the time. Might have even been Zen archery, I don't know. So when a guy would come and ask for a course, it couldn't mean Chas v'Shalom, that Tanayim and Amorayim were practicing archery, Chas v'Shalom. Must be a remiss to Kechitzim, Biyagibor, Kinyimeyanu, who knows, but in any event.
That's why maybe
see a Sherebbe, they take a bow and arrow on Lag Bomer. Oh, that's it. Here we go. This is a riot, Lag Bomer. See? It's always an explanation. But it certainly can't mean that they enjoyed archery. So in any event, if somebody would come and would ask for a beetle of the nether, he wanted a Tarat Chacham. So while he was shooting his arrows, he would say, Mutalaka, psh. Right? And what does that show? It shows that he wasn't concentrating. And why wasn't he concentrating? Because he held that you can be potseach with a charata, and therefore you don't need, there's nothing to concentrate on. But you're telling me you have charata, fine. It's just you can't do it for yourself. The Torah says, Acherim, our mechirim is, okay, so fine. Lo yachel dvaro, I'll be mechel dvaro. But we need to have the whole bezdin over here. I mean, so there's no petach, there's nothing to discuss. Thank you very much, and let me get back to my fun. So, Shadi Gire Ubadik, he would be shooting his arrows and would do the Badika for the Neder because he didn't need to find a Petach. Rabba Baravuna, Yotiv, the Koyim, however they found him. If he was sitting, he would sit. If he was standing, he was standing. In other words, he didn't feel that you needed to make this into a big show of the Bezdin and so on. It was just to say the words because the person was coming with the Charata. Now, Tznan Hatam, in Masechet Shabbos, it says, Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbat, V'Nishalim L'Nedarim, Shehin L'Tzorach HaShabbat. Now, there's two ways of understanding that. I mean, the word Shehin L'Tzorach HaShabbat might be going back on the whole thing. Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbat, Shehin L'Tzorach HaShabbat, and Nishalim L'Nedarim, which are L'Tzorach HaShabbat. Or it may be Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbat, that's a given no matter what, whether it's L'Tzorach HaShabbat or not. The Neder may have absolutely nothing to do with Shabbos. Maybe I swear off a particular TV show, which you probably wouldn't be watching on Shabbat anyway. Nonetheless, it could be made for your wife's Neder on Shabbos. So how do we read it? Do we read that Mefirina during the Shabbat, the Tzorach HaShabbat, etc.? Or do you know the Mefirina is set on its own, afilo shelo letzorach? Tashma, the Tani Rav Zutti, the Veir of Papi, it's a brighter that Rav Zutti quotes, Ein Mefirina darim ela letzorach HaShabbat, which of course we just saw seems to run counter to our Mishnah, and Rav Ashi actually asks, so wait a minute. You're saying that Afarat Nedarim is also only for purposes of Shabbos. What about our Mishnah? Halat Nan Aki. Our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says, Nadra Im Chashecha, Mefer La'at Shalot Echashech. You only have the few moments until the end of Shabbos to do the Afarat Nedarim. That's what it says. Now, if the Neder was, this is the way Tosfos understands it, if the Neder was anyway done right before the end of Shabbos, so then, anyway, it's not Nogea Shabbos. So, what's happening over here? You're telling, Yi Amrit, L'tzorach HaShabbat in, Shelo L'tzorach HaShabbat lo. If you're telling me only a Neder which is L'tzorach HaShabbat, so then the din would be that Afilo B'toch HaYomin HaYochol HaFer. If the type of neder we're talking about over here is that kind of neder, you wouldn't be able to be made for that neder. I don't care how much time you have, you wouldn't be able to be made for that neder. So what's the Mishnah saying? That you won't be able to be made for if it's too late. You can't be made for even in the middle of the day. So it's clear from the Mishnah that the Tzorach HaShabbat is simply not important when it comes. Because otherwise, what's the Somach L'Chashecha? There's nothing else you're going to be able to do. Says the Gemara, that's true. However, it's not a problem, because if you think for a moment, you'll recognize that the issue is dependent on the Machlokes HaTanoim. If you're telling me like our Mishnah does, that you only have until the end of the day, so then, of course you can do it on Shabbos, because when else will you be able to do it? That's the definition of Afarah. If, however, you hold that you have 24 hours, which is not the Shita in the Mishnah, but may well be the Shita in the Braita, that it's going on Libra Rabbi Yossi, so then according to him, why should I be made for on Shabbos something that has nothing to do with Shabbos? I can do it after Shabbos. And therefore, It's a machlokas tanoi, but it's not a question. After all, tanoihi. If you hold afar nedarim kol hayom, so then it's you only have till the end. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon omrim miet liet. So therefore, leman diomer kol hayom in tvei lo. Then clearly, afilu shelo letzorach Shabbat may fair because there's no other opportunity. Leman diomer that you have over here miet liet. So then, why should I be made for a neder on Shabbos, which, after all, is a number of different issues involved? There is the question of its similarity to din, maybe because it's similar to she'ela. There's the question of tirucha shelo letzorach. There's the union of it looks like you're doing uvda dechol, but it's a nogea Shabbos. There's also another fascinating union, which is maybe by definition it wouldn't be nogea Shabbos. Since if you already made a neder not to eat this thing on Shabbos, let's say, wouldn't it be muktzah anyway? Is you already mekatzet mitatzma? Now that doesn't seem to be a deek anymore. It's actually very interesting. The Mefarshim say that since we're saying kol anaderas al das bali, anaderas is always taken into consideration, but maybe I get out of it. So it wasn't really mekatzet mitatzma. So that's not the problem. That would be muktzah. Okay, but in any event, they would clearly be dependent in the Machlokas HaTanoim. So the Mishnah is very consistent. The Mishnah says, you only have till the end of the day. Therefore, you have to be made for it, Tzorach HaShabbos or not. That's a bias diak, and it's a great diak. But the Braita, which says the opposite, that it's only if it's a Tzorach HaShabbos, that's going if you hold more than you have 24 hours. So therefore, you can be made for it. The moment after Shabbos, we have to be made for on Shabbos. Toshma, Amar Lam Rabbi Eliezer, Umazra im Tameim Kivan Shizar An Bekarka Tehorin, Zeru im Rovdim Lo Koshiken, and you two agree with me about that issue, and how is this any different? Which clearly shows us, Shemamina, that the meaning of Rabbi Eliezer's argument is similar to the din of the Tumat Hazraim, which is that it's not Tameh at all, never happens. Here too, Lo Chayl and the Neder never happens. Now, wait a minute. The Rabbanan seriously don't agree with this approach to a Kal V'chomer. Rabbanan Lodarshi Kal V'chomer V'atanya. Yofo Yimkor Adam Et Bito Kishi Na'ara Amret Kal V'chomer. Mechura Kvar Yotza Eina Mechura Eina Din Shaloti Macher. There's nobody who argues with that Kal V'chomer. So why are they suddenly arguing with the Rebbe Eliezer here? Says the Gemara, indeed they agree that the logic of the Kal V'chomer is impeccable. B'yama Darshi Kal V'chomer. B'shayne Hach, as they said in the Mishnah, the Yomar Kra Isha Yekimena, V'isha Yeferena. Et Shebalach Lalakem, Balach Lalafer, Et Shelo Balach Lalakem, Lo Balach Lalafer. And all of the discussions about the validity of Kal V'chomer was only in terms of, will such a Kal V'chomer mean that we should ignore the drush of the Pasuk that implies otherwise? Hafarat nedarim kalayom, goyish bedavar la'akelo la'achmer kesad, nadra b'leil Shabbat, yafer b'leil Shabbat, v'yom ha-Shabbat ha-shetechashech, whereas nadraim chashecha, mefer atshelo techashech, she'im chashecha v'lo hefer en erchol ha-afer. Tanya. Hafarat nedarim kalayom, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Lot, Rabbi Shimon, amru, me'et le'et. My time at the Tanakh, amar makra, b'yom shomo, v'rabbonu my time at the Tanakh, m'yom l'tanakam indeed, achdi m'yom o'yom. Ah, but that's because it's v'chdi b'yom shomom ha'vamina b'yom ha'min b'layel yalo. Kativ m'yom o'yom. And how about l'man yom m'yom o'yom? Why would the Torah say b'yom shomom? Because it's v'chdi. Let's say it only said ikti m'yom o'yom ha'vamina m'chad b'shabah l'chad b'shabah. And he could be made for her, lay for love for all week. Therefore, kativ b'yom shomom. And now we're defining b'yom shomom as 24 hours with m'yom o'yom. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, en halacha keoto azug. Levi, who thought that he could rely on them for a 24-hour period of a hafara, sovar lameva kanitanoi. Omer le Rav, no, you mustn't do that. Och yomer chavivi, en halacha keoto azug. Chia bar Rav shadi gira ubodik. Rabba baravuna yati v'koyim, however they found it. Tananatan. Mefirim nedarim b'Shabbat v'nishalim nedarim shem letzorech ha-Shabbat. Iboilu. Mefirim nedarim b'Shabbat letzorech ha-Shabbat. Aldil ma'afir ha-shalo letzorech. Tashban etani resulted the letter of Papi. Ein mefirim nedarim ela letzorech ha-Shabbat. Om Ravashi, so what are you going to do with the Mishnah? Halot z'nanachi. Here it says, nadraim chashecha meferla ad shalo techashech. But yamer letzorech ha-Shabbat yin shalo letzorech ha-Shabbat lo. You can never be made for that kind of neder. Ma'ir chashecha, but only after it's dark. Afilu b'tocha yom ani echol ha'afer. Since by definition a neder made that late close to Shabbos is always going to be shalom letzorech ha'Shabbat. Answers the Gemara. Actually, it's a machloket tanoim tanoyu, because it's dependent on the very machloket we just had. Afarat ledorim kol ha'yom. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar mi'et li'et. So Liman Yom Kolayom in Tve Lo Afilo Shalom Letzorech Shabbat Mefer, because I have no other opportunity. Liman Yom Miyed Liyed, then it would be Dafka Letzorech Shabbat in Shalom Letzorech Shabbat Lo.